Every year, dozens of manatees are injured off Florida's coasts by boats. Many of these injured manatees end up at SeaWorld in Orlando, where they're cared for and rehabilitated ready for release back into the wild. But according to Pedro Ramos, part of the manatee team at SeaWorld, it's not just about veterinary care.
The animal will receive a chip implanted under the skin over the shoulder blade so that it can be scanned in case it comes back. You'll know that that animal was here before or at some other facility. You can get its history. That information is entered into a federal database. Then basically you have to set up the crane. The pool has to be lowered. You have to have a large crew come in, put the animal into the stretcher. The animal is then lifted up out of the pool. You put them up on the deck, do the implantation of the chips, then you slip them into the rescue van using the crane, close up the van, you go out on site, and that's really where the hard work begins, because we don't have a crane on site to help get the animal out. That's all muscle. Like today we're doing a double release, and we've got a fairly large crew. We've got 8 people going out, because then they'll have to hand lift and hand carry those animals out of the van and into the river.
And once they've been released, do you still keep in touch with them, or is that them gone then?
It depends. The two today we will not be monitoring because it's a mother calf pair. The mother is an adult. Usually they're seen by either national parks, rangers, or other state biologists. If we have an orphan that has been hand raised here and is being released, then that animal will be fitted out with transmitter, and we go back out and rescue that animal and collect it 3 more times, usually at the 3, 6, and 12-month interval, just to see how the animal's health is progressing. At the end of the 1 year, you do that assessment. If it has gone through the whole year with good results, no significant lost weight, the blood work looks good, the tag is removed from that animal. The idea is if it survived on its own for a year, he's good to go, and you wish him well and send him on his way.
Why is it best to release the orphans quite early? Why not keep them until they're big, fully grown adults and nice and strong to cope on their own?
Well, we try to release them when they're around 700 pounds, and the reason is you don't want to release too early, because if they don't have enough weight on them to carry them over a certain period, they could run into certain problems, health problems, and not bounce back. But then you don't want to hang on to them any longer than you need to, because one, you want them to be back out as soon as possible to be manatees, and secondly, a lot of times we need the space. So if there's really no reason to have the manatee here, he's healthy, he needs to be back out.
And how well are they coping without being brought up by their mother? Is there certain things that they really do need a mother manatee for?
They seem to handle it fairly well. Manatees overall are not really social animals. They're not gregarious like, for example, sea lions or dolphins. They don't really travel in groups or pods. You might see an aggregation of manatees, but that would be because they happen to be in the same place feeding or going for the warm water. Or when nature takes its course, you might have a female in estrus cycle and a group of males trying to breed. Other than that, you don't really see manatees as being overly gregarious. The manatees that we've had here don't really seem to have any hindrances because they're not with the mother. They pick up on taking the bottles fairly quickly. As soon as we get them on solid food, we put them with other manatees so that they at least see other manatees, basically learn to be manatees, watch them eat, pre-staging them for the release. Probably the biggest problem that a baby manatee would run into in not having its mother is that it doesn't get to learn the migratory routes. Manatees do not learn instinctively where to go in the wintertime for warm water food. That's information they actually learn from following the mother around for a couple of years. For that reason, when we release a baby manatee, that's not a baby anymore, of course, we'll release him in an area where there are several manatees in the area, known manatees, so that they can hopefully learn what vegetation to eat and where to go. Even if they follow the manatee out of curiosity, at least pick up that information from those animals. And then for that reason, we go back and do the rechecks just to make sure that it has picked up on manatee behavior and learning what it should be learning.
Now, why is it if the manatees are so endangered that you don't have a breeding program here?
Right now, the state doesn't want us to have a breeding program, and actually the reason makes total sense. This is a rehabilitation facility. You don't want an injured animal expending energy on breeding. You also have an injured animal that, of course, due to the nature of the injuries, breeding is going to be the last thing on its mind. Our goal is get the animal healthy again as soon as we can so that we can get him right back out where he belongs.
That's Pedro Ramos from SeaWorld.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.